All right, guys, we're back, baby. Bellied Up Podcast here with Charlie Behrens, Miles, you betcha guy. Charlie, 4th of July is right around the corner.
4th of July. Oh, I love the 4th of July.
Are you excited to play the game of will I blow a finger off or not?
You know, folks, these are your top five tips for being safe with fireworks.
That's a little visual joke for those listening.
I was pretending like one of my fingers got chopped off by a firework. I will say, Stump Lake Liquor and Fireworks, shout out to them. Not a sponsor, but, you know, funny name for a fireworks stand.
What's it called?
Stump Lake Liquor and Fireworks. That's where they get the name from, Stump. A lot of stumps after. You guys got to handle your fireworks with care, okay? Don't go around shooting bottle rockets at your buddies, okay? Well, when I don't want to endorse that, but that's...
When you shoot bottle rockets at your buddy, okay, just be safe. Wear safety glasses.
Mm-hmm. And also, give yourself distance. If you're, you know, make sure distance is there. Those long wicks are your friends, okay? That gives you time to get the hell out of the way. The extended wick, I'm a big proponent of it.
It also builds suspense.
Build suspense. Like, what's going to happen? Is it going to be a dud? Is it going to just, like, burn the house down?
Problem, though, is sometimes when it's a longer wick and you, like, you thought that it went out and you start walking up to it and then all of a sudden it goes off. Yeah, that's a bad thing.
You know, fireworks, honestly, they scare me a little bit because I'm not.
Because you're 36 years old now.
Yeah. I've been around this earth, Miles. I've seen people lose limbs and stuff with the fireworks.
Have you?
I haven't watched it personally, but I had a buddy who used to, you know, have more digits than he's got now.
No, I think that they are dangerous if not handled properly.
Yeah, you've got to handle with care. And just know they won't always go as advertised on the box, too. You might be thinking you're getting a super exploder and it's a super dud. And it's tough to return a firework after you've already lit the wick. I know that from experience.
It's a good life lesson, actually, Charlie.
Yeah, we should put that on a shirt. But what's your favorite kind of firework, Miles?
I'm a big cake guy. You know, I like cakes.
Cakes. Is that where it...
Well, it's one that you light and has multiple things that shoot up in the air.
Okay, right? That's like, called a cake.
And I think that there's different types of fireworks, right? There is the hand-to-hand combat, firecrackers, bottle rockets, smoke bombs, snakes, all those.
Yep.
And then you got the fountains, which, unless you're buying them for kids, who is buying fountains anymore?
The only people buying them for kids, snaps. Snaps was one of my favorite things growing up where, you know, you would just throw them at people's feet.
And then you felt badass when you'd flick them in your fingers and they'd... Snap in your finger. You ever do that?
No, but I should.
Yeah, you got to try it next time. And if you got any nieces and nephews, their mind will be blown.
They'll be like, whoa, are you a magician?
Oh my God.
And then they'll try and they'll burn their finger. And then all of a sudden, you're the problem.
Well, it doesn't burn.
Okay.
Just a little quick.
Yeah. I got to give that a go.
But then you got the mortar one-shotters, right? You drop the thing down the tube, you light it, it goes. And that's it. I like the ones that have a bunch of those in them is what I like.
Mm-hmm.
So it's... I like those.
I really like your sound effects is what I like. Miles, are you the guy? Are you the guy who goes out and gets the fireworks? Are you the guy who, even though you didn't get them, insists on lighting them? Are you the guy who just likes to sit there and watch?
Well, we're in a transition period in my family.
Okay.
My dad, for the longest time, would get the cakes and the fireworks and all that. But I think now that, you know, my brother and sister have kids and hopefully I have kids here in the coming years, it's going to switch. We're going to have to do a passing of the guard, and we will be the ones now purchasing the fireworks.
Do you think your dad is just going to let go of that throne willingly?
I don't know. I think he probably will, because I think spending $500 on fireworks isn't exactly what he wants to spend his money on these days.
That's true. Let the kids do it a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun. I'm excited for you and your family to take on that torch.
Nothing's worse, too, than getting a firework and not realizing it's a Whistler.
You know the Whistler. And not being prepared for the Whistler?
So, well, the Whistler...
Could you give me a little sound effect? Oh yeah.
And it, but no, it doesn't. Explosion. It doesn't even explode. It's just whistles.
It's like, oh come on. It's like watching your friend play video games is what that's like. You know. It's boring.
Oh
yeah, yeah. What'd you think I meant?
I was
that?
Trying to connect whistling with that. Yeah.
No, it's like I'm over it.
Those are the worst. And if we ask someone gets one of those, well, it's always one of those they throw in for free, and so you feel like you gotta light it because it was for free, and then it starts, and everyone's like, "All right, when's this one over?
Yeah, yeah.
Why on did we even light one. This one?
Are you a guy who enjoys the whole fireworks show, or are you just like, where's the finale?
You know what? It's another great life lesson, Charlie. It's not about the finale. It's about all the fireworks along the way. Take time to sit there and enjoy the fireworks, because someday there will be a finale.
There will.
And when the quite literally the smoke settles,
mm-hmm.
there won't be any fireworks left.
No.
So enjoy them while you can.
Or a finger left if you're holding the fireworks when it goes off.
That is true.
Final question. After the fireworks, are you the guy who says, oh, man, that was awesome? Or are you immediately going to critique it? Are you going to give an honest assessment of the fireworks? Or are you just going to appreciate the fact that you got any fireworks?
You know me. I'm a critic.
I know.
I'm a
I
critic.
Know. I knew that question
yeah,
coming
I'm
out.
I'm a critic.
I just wanted to hear you say it.
But, well, we hope that everyone is safe this 4th of July holiday.
Yep.
Remember to always light fireworks with safety and helmets and shoulder pads and proper attire.
Yep.
For exactly. lighting fireworks. Stay safe.
Shin guards.
Be smart.
Shin guards. Too.
And do not do anything Charlie and I wouldn't do this 4th of July. Should we take some callers, Charlie?
Let's do it, Miles. Welcome to the Bellied Up Podcast. Are you coming to us from the eye of a hurricane?
Absolutely.
Sounds like there's a whole deal of wind going on out there. Who we got on the call today?
It's Eric. Just a second here. I'm pulling over to get you off my truck, and then it'll be a lot better.
Okay. All right. You know what? We really appreciate you doing that for us.
Yeah. Where are you at? What you hauling?
I actually was hauling some diesel fuel here.
Okay. Oh, that's something you want to be careful with. Sorry, that was a burp.
It's just a tiny bomb.
Just a tiny one.
Oh, God. Okay. All right. Well, this is off to a great start.
Yeah, where were you taking the diesel fuel?
Well, it's actually down to La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Oh yeah,
hell yeah,
beautiful down there this time of year. The you know, it's nice down there.
Well, why don't you tell us what's on your mind?
I mean, the Mayflies.
Yeah, we're actually.
Well, I was calling.
You were calling.
I apologize. Yes, I was calling. My son's not here, unfortunately. We listen all the time, but my son is Emmett Bailey, the USA mullet champ.
Oh, I know all about Emmett. That kid is that is a good-looking kid you got there, okay? And did you cut that hair?
Oh, God, no.
No. Okay.
No, we can't. No, I'm not that good. I'm bald.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. I don't think I'd feel comfortable walking into a barber shop and seeing a bald guy cutting my hair. You know, it's just one of those things.
No, I gave up with a good fight a few years ago.
Now, how does Emmett feel being the mullet champion, and then seeing his father, knowing that could be his future? Have you guys had the talk yet?
Oh yes, yeah, we've had lots of talks about the hair and how he's got to enjoy it now because he's only got a solid 10 to 15 years left and it's gone.
And how old is he right now again?
He's 9 now.
He's 9. You're only giving him till 19? 19 to 24, you think he's losing all that hair?
The Bailey Jean hair is not good.
Okay. Not good. Now, would you ever encourage him to use Propecia or some sort of product to keep that hair on his noggin, given that it's gotten him so far in life as just a young 9-year-old lad? And where could it go from here? The possibilities are endless.
Yeah, absolutely. I told him we got to keep that lion's mane intact if he wants to keep the lifestyle going.
Hell yeah. Now I got a question for you guys. What's his hair care routine look like? How are we taming that mane?
Well, he's got to wash and condition it every day because you can't be a mullet champ with a ratty mullet.
Yeah, 100%. No. That is 100%. If I know anything about mullet champs, it's that. What else are you guys doing to it?
Well, we go to our girl Alyssa about every month to get it all trimmed up looking fresh. She's at the Dapper Man in Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Oh, the Dapper Man. The Dapper Dan Man. And how often are you watering it?
Well, I try and water it twice a day.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, it's thirsty. Thirsty Maine. Now,
hold on. Alyssa is the one that I think we need to also highlight here, because if I know anything about a mullet champ, it's that you're nothing without your hairstylist or barber.
Yep.
And so is she just as proud of the mullet as you guys are?
Oh, absolutely. We give her a shout out whenever we can. She was ecstatic when he won the championship, and it was her hands that crafted it.
Wow. That is it's good that you give the credit where it's due. Is there a picture? Does she have a nice picture of him over there at the Dapper Man in Eau Claire, Wisconsin?
Oh, yeah. We made sports cards so we could hand them out. So we autographed them, and he gave her one.
Good. Now, are you
worried a little bit? You know, he's starting to become what I would call a child star. How are you managing the fame, the fortune, and everything in between? How are you handling that as a parent?
Has the mullet gone to his head?
Well, we got to keep him grounded. He still has to do the dishes and feed the dogs and clean up dog poop. So we want to keep him grounded.
So he's grounded right now, or is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Is he in his room?
Well, no, he's technically at school. He was grounded. Now he's back to normal life now.
Okay.
How has he dealt with the influx of ladies at such a young age?
Well, that's the funny part. He still doesn't know how to talk to him, so he gets real nervous.
Oh, does he?
But when you're his age and you got a mane like that, all you got to do is whip it back and forth a little bit, and that's all the talking he needs, I think.
Yeah, he just...
Exactly.
Do you worry, though, that he's relying too much on his looks to get ahead in life now?
Get ahead in life.
Pun intended.
Yeah, I'm hoping... I caught that one. Yeah, I think that his looks is what he's going on right now, but he's hoping his new racing career takes him off.
Oh, now did he get the haircut and then decide to be a racer, or did being a racer influence the haircut?
No, he had the haircut, and that's what he wanted to do with his winnings was buy a go-kart so he could start racing.
And did he?
He did.
Wow. So how much does the winning for being a mullet champ actually? Now I'm curious.
Yeah.
It was $2,500.
Wow. That's a lot of go-kart.
Yeah, that is. What's he got in there? A V4?
Pretty much, yeah. It's a Predator from Harbor Freight.
Okay.
Dang.
You know anything about go-karts, Charlie?
Not a damn thing.
No, it sounds really good, though.
Sounds awesome. Has he crashed it yet, the go-kart?
Nope. He actually only got to drive it last Sunday for the first time.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised that he gets a go-kart and can only drive it one. He can't just drive that around the neighborhood?
Well, like no, this one's a racing go-kart.
It goes like 70 miles an hour. Yeah.
So...
That'd be bad.
That'd be kind of fun, though. So it sits at the track.
Yeah, I don't think the neighbors are going to appreciate it.
Right. It sits at the track, though, huh, all the time?
Well, it'll be in a trailer in our front yard until the weekends.
What number is he?
32.
Nice.
Nice. Okay. Well, here I got a question that I imagine that there's a lot of kids out there that are aspiring mullet champs. What advice, as the father of one, what advice would you give to those kids out there?
Definitely be yourself. Emmett, through the whole process, was himself, and that's why the country fell in love with him.
That's great. Embrace who you are.
Unless you're boring, don't be yourself.
Okay.
You know, yeah. If you're boring.
That is true. Yeah. Unless you're boring, then you're going to have to make a character up, like pro wrestling.
Yeah. Do you think that could be a future for Emmett? Is maybe the professional wrestling route, since this is kind of a gateway in the sense?
I could see it. He is a wrestler now, so I could see with the long hair, throw a robe on him, he'd be a mini Ric Flair.
Yeah, Ric Flair, maybe a Hulk Hogan type of vibe, you know?
Now, with wrestling...
Well, yeah, we do have the gene for that.
Yeah, the balding with... We call that, I think, the skull... Yeah. I think we call that the skullet.
The skullet.
Yeah. Yeah, he could be a skullet champ someday as well.
Hey, speaking of which, what's the merchandise play after you become the World Mullet Champ? Are there some mullet toupees out there of Emmett's, and is he getting some good coin off of that, some residual income from this?
Well, we got some T-shirts out there, some Mullet Boy T-shirts, because the media kind of deemed him Mullet Boy Emmett Bailey, so we have some Mullet Boy gear out there.
We might have to check that out. What's the website for Mullet Boy shirts?
It's right now, you can go on his Facebook page, Mullet Boy Emmett Bailey, and there's a link to it right there.
We got to up your merch game right now. It needs its own self-contained website, and we got to expand the koozies, you know, and...
And combs as
combs,
well. Combs would be big.
That's a good idea.
Travel-size shampoo bottles.
Yeah.
With his face on them.
And conditioner. Basically, his same deal. What's he doing? Is he high class now? Is he using Head and Shoulders?
Or is he a Paul Mitchell guy?
Yeah, Head and Shoulders now.
3-in-1 kind of fella? Yeah, you know, he's with a mullet, you can't be putting Paul Mitchell.
No, we got to have two.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to have two, shampoo and conditioner.
Okay. I'm so sorry about that offense that Charlie just gave to you guys, assuming that he uses 3-in-1 shampoo, conditioner, body wash.
What is wrong with
a
that?
A mullet champ would never do such a thing, okay?
Well, I'm sorry for my ignorance, Miles. Jeez. You know, honest mistakes happen, guys.
He's not a heathen like I am.
Yeah, what's your hair care routine these days?
A lot of wax.
Well, yeah, it's just, you know, we shave it once a week and then shampoo 3-in-1. We take care of it all. We don't have no hair to worry about, so we're good.
Do you have a mullet on your face at all? You got any hair you're worrying about?
Oh, yeah, we got the beard. We take care of that.
Nice. All good for you.
Nice.
Good for you. Well, this has just been an honor to talk to you, and you'll have to tell Emmett that we says hi, and hopefully we can get Emmett on the show at some point too, you know?
For sure. I will try, and next time he's not in school, I will try and get a hold of you guys, and he can be on. He'd love to talk. We laugh and listen to you guys all the time.
Well, that'd be great. You know, if he keeps progressing in the go-kart racing thing, you know,
he won't even need school.
Well, he's gonna stay in school, you know, just in case, you know, because racing, sometimes you get the yips, you can't drive anymore. But if he ever needs a sponsor for his race car, you know, the Bellied Up podcast would love to sponsor his race car at some point.
Well, absolutely. I was actually going to bring that up because I've heard Miles talk about wanting to be a car owner for a long time. We'd be love to team up.
I think this is the first place it starts. We should do a little Bellied Up action. We should get
the,
some.
The negotiating point, though, is we need our faces on it, though. It's not just the Bellied Up name. We need our faces on there.
Well,
Charlie,
that's a lot of pressure because I got to do my hair for that picture.
Well, we'll get you off of the 3-in-1. shampoo, and we'll get you some conditioner and some regular shampoo. Okay. We'll get you looking nice.
Right.
We're gonna have Alicia or Alyssa in
Alyssa
in Eau Claire,
yeah,
fix you right up, and okay, you'll be looking good.
Over at the Dapper.
What we could do, Charlie, is we could Photoshop mullets on ourselves.
That's what we'll do. That's what we'll do. Take the pressure off. Well, this has been really awesome. Thanks for calling in. We are interested in being sponsors, so make sure you DM us on the Bellied Up Instagram, and we'll figure that out.
Perfect.
Sounds good, man. Well,
that would be exciting.
Oh yeah. Well, I appreciate you pulling over for us, and excited about the potential sponsorship here. And you know, I think that our number 32 Ford go kart ran good today, and Bellied Up sponsor is just so proud to represent them today.
Absolutely. And be careful with that diesel now.
Perfect. I will.
All right. Watch for deer.
I will. Tell your folks I say hi.
I will do. You betcha.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, I thought it was going to be a lawnmower racing team, but I guess I'm a go-kart guy now.
Hey.
See how easy I could be persuaded.
Sometimes life just persuades you. You know what I do think we need? We need bumper stickers. Guys, Bellied Up bumper stickers? How do we not have those?
Well, we see you at the bar! Exclamation point.
On a car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd rather be bellied up to the bar. That actually is maybe a good one.
That's good.
What else?
Well, we got to think about it because we got to think about...
I know, we're doing it right now.
Oh, yeah, we're thinking right now. But what are we going to put on this kid's car? Okay, our face.
Kid's car?
Because, it's tough to put bellied up on a kid's go-kart.
Do we
even think about that?
That's why I said the faces.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I thought we were just talking everyone else's bumper cars.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, only adults can have our bellied up logo with the beer and the bar dice on their go-karts.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
Do you want to buy a go-kart with me?
Yeah, I mean.
I'll find it if you buy it. How's that sound?
I've drove one of those go-karts, actually, by the way.
My
friend had one, and they are unbelievably fun. It's wild because you're only like a couple inches off the ground.
Yeah.
The seat is, and it's pretty sick.
Yeah.
You got to wear like a helmet and everything.
Yeah.
Pretty
sick. They get up to 70 miles an hour?
Yeah. I don't know if the one that I had got up that high, maybe like 45. I don't know. Yeah. But still 45 in a go-kart, you feel pretty good going around corners and trying not to spin out the whole thing.
Rubbing it. Like the
what?
Hugging it. That's what I meant. Hugging the turn. Just hugging it. I said
just rubbing it.
Well, anyway.
They do say rubbing is racing.
Yeah, there's rubber.
No, like anyways. All right, we'll take another caller.
Welcome to the Bellied Up Podcast. Who we chit chatting with?
Hi, this is Daisy. I can't believe I got on.
You got on, Daisy. Where are you calling in from?
I live in Indiana, northern Indiana.
Nice, nice.
What do you do for a living?
I work kind of in like a production factory, but I'm training to be a pilot right now.
Okay.
Good for you.
All right. Well, why don't you belly up to the bar with us? Tell us what's on your mind.
Okay. So I have this coworker who, the moment I come in, he's on me like a rat on a Tito. Like,
wait.
Does not give me a moment to clock in. Is following me around.
You cut out again.
You cut out.
We need you to say it again. We couldn't hear you.
Yeah, right before rat on a Cheeto. Say it from the beginning.
Okay, so every time I come into work, this coworker comes to me like a rat on a Cheeto. She doesn't give me a moment to like do what I need to do. Constantly in my ear talking. And I just don't know how to like get a little space.
Okay.
So,
first of all, I got to ask, do you think she likes you or do you think she just likes you?
Good question.
I think just like, I know a little bit of her backstory and super nice person. It's just, I need a moment of space. It's kind of one of those deals, you know?
Well, I think we all know someone that can be a lot.
Yeah.
Right? That's a way to say it. You don't say that someone's annoying. You just say, they can be a lot.
They can be a lot. That's what I say about Miles when I'm talking to other people about him. And so I think there's a way that you can get around this and get her to take your hint. Now, what does she talk to you about that can be the most annoying? Because I've got a couple tactics. One tactic is be direct, not very Midwest of us. Another tactic is to just do what you're doing and accept it and deal with it. That's a very Midwest way. That's what you've been doing. Here's a third tactic, but I need to know, what is she talking to you about most of the time?
I feel like I'm crap talking now, but it's like, have you ever heard of D&D?
Yeah, D&D. Dungeons and Dragons.
Stuff like that.
Okay, she's talking to you about Dungeons and Dragons.
Do you like Dungeons and Dragons?
I can't really say I do. I'm kind of traditional hunting, beekeeping, you know, outdoorsy kind of girl. So it's not my cup of tea.
Wait, you're into beekeeping?
Well, we'll get into that. Hold on. Let's finish with.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
I've got.
I knew immediately.
I've got attention. Dungeons and Dragons.
No,
that's ADD. Get
so
it.
Did you AD&D. Do AD&D?
Yeah.
Did you do something at the beginning of this friendship that you were trying to be nice and sound a little bit interested in D&D, and then that's why she just keeps talking to you about it?
Ooh, I feel like I did make that mistake, and then it kind of just was a rabbit hole from there.
Yeah, that's the problem. You try and be nice. They think that you're genuinely interested in it, and then they won't leave you alone.
So you're going to have to find a time machine, look at all the DeLoreans, see what they got cooking, if they got a flux capacitor, get in that sucker, go back to your first day on the job and just say, I don't know Dungeons and Dragons. I'm sorry. Or.
Well, that's the problem. Like, sometimes I pretend to know because I just feel so bad because how invested I've gotten into this.
This is hilarious. You've been pretending to know about Dungeons and Dragons for this long that you're.
I don't know. Sometimes I say the dumbest things and she looks at me like I'm stupid, but I just want to be nice and not. Be a yeah, okay person.
Right.
Oh, I got a great idea for you if you want to get out of this scenario. You got to tell her that the boss got mad at you two for chit-chatting a little bit and just say, like, I want to chit-chat. I want to do it. But boss says I got to come in and just get right to work. It really sucks. You know, I want to talk about ghouls and goblins, but I just...
That's the funny part.
She's your boss?
Like, I guess we've already been talked to before, like, hey, you need to focus and stuff. And not so much me, but her, but, you know, guilty by association. And I could be working and the whole time just be balled around DD, LARPing, whatever it is. And I'm not into it.
LARPing? Live action role playing?
Yeah.
This gal sounds awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, here's what you need to do. You can just mirror her. You know, I think you got to learn how to play D&D.
No. She's gotta be even more a lot.
That's
she's
it.
Gotta be even more. You need to be so annoyingly clingy to her that she actually gets turned off by you and starts doing it to another coworker.
Yeah, be the mirror to her. So you just mirror her and you find the thing you're most passionate about, which you said was beekeeping. All you do is just talk to her. Just go down the bee hole. Go down the beehive hole. Okay? Go deep into the beehive.
Did you just tell her to go in the bee hole? Jesus, Charlie.
I meant beehive. Go deep. Go
NSFW,
I meant to say rabbit hole. Go deep into the beehive with her. Tell her all about beehive.
Well, let's role play it, Charlie.
Okay.
You and I will collectively be fans of D&D.
Yeah, LARP it.
And we're going to LARP this.
Uh-huh.
And you are going to need to even come harder at us with beekeeping so we get annoyed and want to talk to another one.
Yeah,
so, Charlie.
It. Yeah.
So, did you... happened to LARP this weekend? I was a fucking ghoul. What about you, Charlie?
I was over at the park. I was a knight, a medieval knight, and I totally beat his behind with a sword.
With your wand.
My wand, yeah. I like to call my wands my swords, but that's just a thing. Sometimes I do that. You know, I call my wands my swords because I like have this other thing where I do Renaissance fairs.
Do you go to a Renaissance fairs?
Oh, are you asking me?
Yeah, we're asking you.
We're doing a LARP right now.
We're role.
I do not partake in that kind.
Okay, what?
See, what you need to do. What you need to do is you need to now start talking about beekeeping to us to throw us off our game. So go ahead.
Okay. Well, most of the bees in the beehive are actually girl bees. Most people think it's all guys, but it's a lot of girls in there.
Really?
There's actually a lot of guys at Renaissance fairs.
Yeah, there are. I love a good Renaissance fair. Have you ever had the chicken at the Renaissance fair on that big old drumstick, Daisy?
I think that's a turkey leg.
Turkey, that's what
not,
I meant.
But have you had honeycomb? I mean, that's pretty good.
Oh.
Straight from the beehive,
Yeah.
You're sure bringing up this beehive a lot. But have you ever, speaking of a queen bee, I was LARPing the other weekend and I went to the queen's castle and
I
did some sorcery.
I got him in the queen's castle because I was protecting him. I got past the guards and I broke him into the queen's castle.
What do you think of that?
I think that I'm really bad at role playing here.
No, you were doing so incredible there.
See, I think the problem is she's too nice.
No, she's
she
too
feels
nice.
Bad.
But this is a perfect tool for a nice person because all you have to do is say what you're interested in and approach her. I know what you're. It's so not intuitive to approach her, but approach her with all these beautiful bee facts. And guess what might happen? Maybe she's going to get really into beekeeping. Herself, and now you found yourself a best friend. That's the magic of all of this, Daisy.
It's not the not what flower you're flying to. It's about collecting the honey along
it's
the way.
It's all about collecting the honey along the way. What do you think, Daisy?
The ultimate Uno reverse. The ultimate Uno reverse.
Uno reverse?
Do you want to be friends with her?
Yeah.
If she weren't annoying, would you want to be her friend?
I don't want to call it. I'm kind of like a socially awkward person anyway, so.
So is she.
No, I'm more of an. Yeah, maybe, but I don't know. I just feel like our interests are completely different, but maybe if I take your approach, I'll have a new beekeeping buddy.
There you go.
I can tell in the way you said that you're not totally convinced.
She's
not going to do this
at all.
I like that you are people-pleasing us. Have you taken an Enneagram test?
I have not.
Oh, you should take one of those. It's really eye-opening. If you just Google that. But no, that's the other. Look, you got two options, okay? You either go down the bee hole or you just be honest with her and say, hey, listen, I gotta focus on work. I can't talk very much at work, so we can talk for the first 10 minutes when we see each other, but you gotta set your boundaries and say I can't talk after this.
We could also set her up, set up the other person and then get fired.
No, don't set her up to get her fired. Don't do that, but set her up with another person at the office.
Yes.
Find the other weaker link office.
You know that Janet over there, she actually is a level 4 D&D wizard.
I saw pictures of her at a Renaissance fair. You should go talk to her.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
That's
genius.
See, we got there eventually. It was a little roundabout path, but we got there eventually. So,
what do you think? You going to try that?
One other thing.
Oh, yeah. Please.
Oh, definitely. Your advice, I'm going to go to work and maybe find that poor person and set them up with D&D.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. What's your other question?
One other thing. So I'm a pilot and I like flying. And recently I flew to Wisconsin. I didn't know if Charles had any good places. Excuse me, Charlie. Had any good places to fly into Wisconsin.
Oh, Charles has a ton of good places to fly into Wisconsin. Actually, we had another caller who just got his license. And he was asking the same thing. But I say this. I say Wisconsin Dells, Hayward, the Driftless area of Wisconsin, which looks like Ireland, you know, because there's all these rolling hills and stuff, and it looks like Ireland if you've had enough brandy, which you don't want to do while you're flying. Go to the Apostle Islands, way up at the tippity top of the thing of the map of Wisconsin, the top of the hand. Some of the right, these beautiful islands right on Lake Superior. They have ice caves in the winter. They have, you know, sea caves in the summer, and you can kayak through them. Door County is beautiful. Yeah, there you have it. So that's just your quick stuff, and you can find a whole other list in this book called The Midwest Survival Guide. Miles loves it when I plug my book on this show, so I have to do it every episode. Thanks, Miles. Anyway, yeah, that's going to be fun. Get back on over there. It's a great state. We'd love to have you back.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank
well,
you.
Hopefully it gets better. And just remember, you catch more flies, bees with honey.
Yeah. All right, guys. Watch out for deer.
All right. You too now. Bye-bye. Well, Miles.
Charlie, I think you and I should go to a Renaissance fair one time.
I too. We should. Learn.
Jared goes to Renaissance fairs.
Do you?
I've been to one.
Yeah.
No, he goes to them.
Yeah. I've been to a couple. I think they're super fun. I would love to do an activity like that. Maybe we should do a bellied up from a Renaissance fair. Oh, that would be awesome. We could both be dressed as stuff.
Yeah,
No, that would be so sweet, dude. They have bars at Renaissance fairs. We should do it.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll put that on the list of ideas to talk about later.
It's a great idea. Okay, if you're listening out there right now, please send us messages if you think we should do this from a Renaissance fair and which one we should do it from.
And what Charlie should dress as.
Yeah.
What should we LARP at?
I will wear whatever you guys want me to wear.
I will not. I will not commit to that.
Why? It's fun.
They're going to put me in the, you know, the fool's outfit.
The jester?
Skin tight. The jester.
What are you afraid? Well, you know, you can wear a cod piece.
No, it's going to be hot.
Oh.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
But that is tough, though, to have someone that's nice and thinks that you're really good friends with, but it's now affecting your professional life.
Tell me about it, dude. That's how I ended up at this bar today.
Let's take another caller. Happy birthday, America. And nothing's more American than cows.
Happy birthday.
And nothing's more Wisconsin than cows.
To the cows.
And nothing's more Wisconsin than drinking things from cows.
I met a cow that was born on the 4th of July.
What was his or her name?
Denise.
D-Nice.
And it was a great, and the cow was awesome. The milk, red, white, and blue.
If you guys want to be celebrating in the most Wisconsin, Midwest, American fashion this year, you got to pick yourself up some Tippy Cow. Vanilla soft serve, actually, I think would be the way to go.
Yeah.
Just seems like a vanilla holiday, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Honestly, yeah. Because that's the white, you know.
The red, white, and blue.
Yeah, this is the white in your...
And the vanilla soft serve has a blue label.
Has a blue. So all you need is a little red. Maybe you put some cherries in this. Some Door County cherries. And then you got the red, the white, and the blue in your glass. Tippy Cow.
4th of July, we found it.
You guys
should go find it at a liquor store. Sip it on back. It's a great lake drink. It's a great over ice. It's great any time of the day.
Check it out. Tippy cow. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the Bellied Up Podcast. Who do we have on the line?
This is Dennis from Kentucky, Louisville, Kentucky.
Dennis from Louisville. How you doing, pal?
Going along to get along, you know.
Going along to get along.
Why don't you belly up with us? Tell us what's on your mind. What's going on?
So, I am a college student, and I sophomore year, but I took a couple gap years, so I'm older than everybody else in my dorm. So I'm really trying to get out of there.
So why did you take a couple gap years?
Just because I didn't really want to go to college right out of high school, but then COVID happened. So I was like, I'm sure as hell not going to waste money on school right now. So I was like, didn't want to go online.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably smart.
Did you work at the Gap in those years?
No, I worked at like the largest employer back in Louisville.
I'm taking a gap year. Oh, you're just where are you working?
Yeah,
the Gap.
I already told you, dude.
Dude, I just said I'm taking a gap year.
I didn't say I'm taking a Cinnabon year.
That would be great advertising for hiring for the Gap.
It would be great.
Take a gap year.
Take a gap year.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Boys, you all are the marketing ones around here.
Yeah, we're real good.
We'll figure it out.
So anyways, you were working where though, really? We were too busy laughing at our own terrible jokes to listen to you.
I was working at UPS.
UPS.
Doug Heffernan on the line.
Yeah.
Look at this.
You ever seen the show King of Queens? Or are you too young for that?
Too young for that one, I think.
Eyes are getting weary. My back is getting tight. I'm sitting here in traffic.
This is really good.
All I want to do is drive my car right home to you. I think that's the theme song of it.
That's really good, Miles. You're a really good singer. I think you should do that professionally. Hey.
Sorry, I derailed it again.
What was your favorite kind of package? What was your favorite kind of package to deliver?
iPhones. They were really small, really light.
Oh, yeah.
Roam around real easily.
Nice.
I like that.
But back to the point.
Well, hold on. Let's stick with the mailman thing here, the UPS.
Not a mailman. How dare you call that UPS man a mailman?
He's delivering mail.
Well, hey, packages.
I checked him going into plane.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. You know what? Sorry. He's the package man.
I was on an airfield.
And speaking of, so you weren't actually delivering them to the house?
No.
Okay, because that was going to be my question is, did you ever get invited in for any tea or iced tea or anything like that?
Any crumpets.
Yeah, but never mind. Continue on. Keep going. You're getting to what you called in for.
Miles wanted to know if you were fornicating.
Oh, yeah, so those are my gap years, but... Now I'm older than everybody in my dorm and
how old?
Trying to move out. I'm 20, almost 22. So everybody else in my dorm is like 18, just out of college. And I'm like,
got it.
You don't know how to clean a room yet.
Yeah. Whip them into shape. All right. So you want to get the hell out of there.
Yeah. And I currently have an offer from somebody that I knew a long, long time ago from Boy Scouts. And he's actually a really good dude, knows how to clean up a room. I know that for sure.
He's a Boy Scout. He better.
You know what? I think leaves the room better than he found it.
I've heard that. Scout's honor.
He
can probably tie a good knot.
He does clean up after his dog.
He does?
So he cleans up. Yeah, he cleans up after his dog. So, you know, he's responsible on that account. So it's a green flag. But... the other person I would be moving in with is his girlfriend. So, do you all have any advice, or should I call the whole thing off entirely? Because I'm not committed to anything yet, but like, should I not move in with these people?
Well, how long have you known the girlfriend?
Going on 2 years.
It sounds like that's enough time to know that if you have to call a podcast, you know a little some about her that's rubbing you the wrong way.
That's true, but I don't know. It just seems like one of those moments where I was just like, I was coming to a crossroads because that's something, I don't know, jumping in on a lease and all these financial with these people, I was just kind of concerned that like, something might be dissuade, but
yeah. Well, okay. So let's role play it a little bit. Okay.
I like role playing.
Let's paint a picture you. Okay. So, is she introverted or extroverted? The girlfriend, is she talkative or is she kind of quiet?
Pretty introverted.
Well, what don't you like about her?
Yeah.
What has she done to you?
Nothing. She's like a great person. Like, we're kind of friends. Like, it's fine.
So this gal's
so
never.
So what are you so hesitant about?
If they didn't stretch your slinky, then what are you getting into a huff and a puff about?
I don't know. I've been burned by a similar situation before.
Do tell.
Which is why I'm kind of hesitant.
Do tell your other situation. How did you get burned?
I was quite literally on the same precipice where I was about 6 months ago at the beginning of last semester when a couple of my friends were like, they started dating and I was still friends with both of them. And they were like, hey, do you want to go in on an apartment? It would be cheaper than the dorms. And I was like, yeah, it's true. Why not? And then, like, right as I was about to do that, a couple of red flags came up with the relationship. And I was like, pull back.
I feel like
what
maybe
were the red flags.
Their relationship was full of arguments and blew up all the time. Suffice to say, felt like the redheaded stepchild.
And do you see that in your current situation? Are you seeing any red flags such as that?
And do you have red hair?
I don't have red hair, so okay. I wasn't the stepchild. Okay. But I don't see any of those red flags on the surface. But I'm like, you know, also now the new prospective roommate. So I'm like, would I see them now if I wasn't looking as much for them?
I
don't know.
Yeah, I think you're bringing old relationships into new relationships.
Projecting a little.
You are projecting your insecurities. You cannot do this. You have to learn to not do this in life. You have to learn to trust people. Have you taken an Enneagram test?
No,
I would encourage you to. I would encourage you to take an Enneagram test. I would encourage both of them to take an Enneagram test, and that way you can all find each other's
like four letter compatibility.
Yeah, there's four letters.
Well, that's not the Just take some personality tests, and then it'll help you guys communicate better so that you guys can get along.
And if you, how does that sound? I feel like you're very hesitant to do this. It's been around for a long time.
I feel like that's something I would be open to. Should this whole thing start to hit the rocks. But I don't think No. But you all are absolutely right. Like, I should trust and, you know, accept them.
Yeah. Well,
as,
they also
new individuals.
They also say it's easier to stay healthy than to get healthy. So maybe you should start the personality test right from the get-go.
That's what I'm thinking.
It's easier to stay up than it is to get up.
Are we still talking about Enneagram smiles?
And whatnot?
I don't know. Listen, I think that she is an introverted person. She's with a Boy Scout. This guy knows how to tie knots. Okay, I have a feeling that their relationship's going to work out. All right. And
especially if it's been 2 years and you haven't seen any red flags.
Yeah, 2 years, no red flags. How long was this other relationship you walked your ass into?
They were at 8 months, give or take.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a completely different situation. You can't project the last relationship onto these people.
Yeah. And how far away is your room? Have you done a sleepover there? Go do a sleepover.
Yeah, do a run through.
Yeah, I have. It's not that far. It's within biking distance, which is something I was looking for.
Well, that's good. So you've gone, slept over there. There's no red flags in the middle of the night. There's no early morning
ruffling of the feathers.
No. The dog is good.
The dog's good. Okay. Are they kind of, there's a dog too?
Yeah, there's a dog.
Okay. And are they quiet people all the time? It's going to be hard for you to sleep.
They know how to party. We all know how to party, but yeah, we're generally kind of quiet.
Okay.
Studious people.
So yeah, so there's nobody getting a little hammy slammy and then going to practice what they do on the Discovery Channel?
No.
Yeah, you're gonna be fine.
Yeah.
None of that.
Just, give it a go.
Yeah.
Just do it. You. It sounds like you need to do it. It sounds like, though, what a good move could be is try everything you can to keep her name off of the lease agreement. So if you do want to sneak out the back door, you can.
Yeah, see if you can pay them direct.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be the plan. I'm really avoiding trying to have anything security deposit related with that dog.
You know what, though? Like, I think there's another layer to this.
What's that?
I think there's another layer to this.
Commitment issues?
Yes.
You have commitment.
You've already thought about going off of the lease. What are you so afraid of commitment-wise? He couldn't commit to a year of college out of high school. He took a couple gap years.
Yeah, he went to work at the Gap.
You know, he doesn't want to commit to living with his buddy, who seem to be a delightful couple.
They do. I mean, this seems like the perfect throuple to me.
What happened to you in the last few years that's maybe caused some commitment issues?
Yeah, let's talk about your childhood.
I don't know if it's childhood or if it was just like the last getting burned on the last lease agreement, because I that still kind of haunts me, because those people are still in my life bringing it up all the time.
You know what? Are they bringing it up or are you bringing it up?
So they are.
What are they saying?
They live across the street from each other, so they just they're constantly talking smack about one another.
But not you.
Nope. They talk smack to me about each other.
Well, then move.
Yeah.
We got all the solutions right here. That's what I'm saying. That's the it solves two problems.
Yeah.
Just move in with them.
I'm not confrontational.
Yeah. I don't like confrontation. You're like Rex in Toy Story. You know. Yeah. That's great.
Exactly. Like, we can all get along.
You just move in with this other couple. It's probably your best case scenario, unless you got other options. You haven't brought them up on this phone call.
Or just take another gap year, take the money you get from Gap and get your own place.
That's true.
There we go. I don't know if that's the direction I was really hoping my fourth junior year would go, but we can hope.
Hey. Life is a wild ride.
It is.
Sometimes you don't know where it's going to go.
No.
So, well, man, I mean, I think we have gave him as much advice as we've given anyone on this podcast.
We have.
And it's now in your hands.
Ball's in your court, friend. You know, you've been fighting us on a pretty logical situation here. So
I love how he's non-confrontational with everyone else but us.
But you're giving it to us. Yeah. What's that about?
I'm just really hesitant. I'm sorry.
I know you are just you're overthinking it. Okay.
Release your inhibition. Yeah. The rain on your skin. No one else can do this for you. You just got to move on in. Move on in. Move on in. And feel the rain on your skin.
You like that? How do you? We even wrote a song for you.
I loved it.
Just remember that
it.
Song.
I love it.
Natasha Bedingfield.
I got serenaded twice and I knew one of them.
There we go.
Miles is just in that kind of mood today. Well, friend, we think we got you a good old solution down there in Louisville, Kentucky. And, you know, you also have no other options, dude.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, it's true.
Stay and your life continues to... What?
I'm tired of drinking beer in private or in secret.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to drink beer in secret.
He's like 42 years old in the dorms having to sneak dorm hooch into the door so he can catch a little buzz in between science classes.
Yeah, you got to get this resolved now. Stop living in the past, okay?
All righty.
All right. Well, watch out for deer down there, okay?
You too. Bye-bye now.
All right, bye.
Bye.
You're on your tippy toes. What are you trying to do? What are you trying to prove?
I was standing up, so I thought I'd. Well, Charlie, I think
Miles, we did it.
Frustrating, really.
I was like, are we speaking English or are we speaking?
It felt like at times we were speaking Mandarin to him,
and he just kept coming back and fighting with us. Now I know what it's like to have kids.
You know what I think we better call that couple and let them know what they're getting into living with him.
I know. This guy knows how to hold on to a grudge.
One time they're going
to
accidentally eat the last slice of bread in the kitchen, and he's never going to let them hear the end of it.
He's going to call us up and talk to us about it. Yeah. You know? And you know what? I'm happy that we're an outlet for him. I do appreciate that. Maybe,
but I wish he'd be not so stubborn. He's a little stubborn.
He's a little stubborn, but maybe he doesn't have anyone else to be an outlet for this, and that's where we came into his life.
That is true.
And that makes me feel good. Does that make you feel good?
No, I mean, I don't...
Yeah. Well, it makes me feel good enough for the both of us. So anyway, folks, thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Bellied Up Podcast. You know, we'd love to come to your favorite small town or bar, too. So if you got one that you want to recommend, send us a message over at bellieduppodcast.com. And or is it .net?
It's not either of those. So just go to the Instagram page at Bellied Up Pod, and the link is in that bio.
Sounds
good.
It's
not what Charlie said.
We should get a website, though. Have you heard about the web revolution?
Wait, you know? You talking about the World Wide Web?
The World Wide Web. You can actually have a bellieduppodcast.com if you want. Did someone else buy it out there?
Don't keep saying that. Then we got to get it now before this airs.
We should get it. We should really
get it. We'll look into it. I got a URL guy. We'll see.
All right.
Well, guys, thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Bellied Up Podcast. We're going to see you in the next one. And Charlie, what do they need to do always?
If you get a Juicy Lucy at Matt's, you better tip your bartender, because, oh my gosh, was that good. I tell you what.
See you, folks. Love you guys.